Greetings, brothers and sisters, Mrs. and Misters, dreadlocks and rastas. Reggae world music. Music.
Welcome in once again to Ian's House of Reggae, House of Reggae, House of Reggae, House of Reggae, here on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for another 60 minutes of fine Jamaican music, where we're going to travel over hill and gully and enjoy some old-time favourites, along with some future classics, as well as paying tribute to another couple of Jamaican legends who have sadly passed away in recent weeks, as later on we're going to be hearing the soulful voice of one Bunny Ruggs. But first up, I've started this show by playing the all-time classic Slengteng Rhythm, because on Monday, 17th of February, the very sad news was reported that Wayne Smith had died of a heart attack in Kingston Public Hospital. And so in tribute, let's hear one more time the song that made his name across the world, Under Me Slengteng.
Way in my brain, it's way in my brain. Under my slang, tell me, under my slang, tell me, under my slang, tell me, under me, eh, under my slang, tell me, under my slang, tell me, under my slang, tell me, under me, way in my brain, no cocaine, I don't wanna go insane, way in my brain, no cocaine, I don't wanna go insane, under my slang, tell me, under my slang, tell me, under my slang, tell me, under me,
all-time Jamaican classic Under Me Slengteng by the then 19-year-old Wayne Smith, which came out on a Greensleeves 12-inch back in 1985. And that now legendary synthesized bass-heavy rhythm was created by Wayne and Noel Davey on a Casio MT40 keyboard, which Wayne then voiced a Slengteng lyrics over the top of it at King Jammy's studio before it got its initial airing at the now famous Sound Clash with Black Scorpio in Kingston back in February 1985, and changed Jamaican music overnight, as Jammy's opened his set with it and then just ran the rhythm all night long to rapturous response. And in the ensuing months, it spawned a multitude of other cuts and versions, and still regularly gets updated every couple of years, and has now gone down in Jamaican music history as one of its most iconic records, as it literally changed the recording business overnight, as all the top producers started using small synthesizer keyboards and drum machines, trying to recreate that Slengteng sound. And so, to pay tribute to the man, I'll be playing another Wayne Swiss tune a little later in the show.
Believe me, that is the wickedest sound I play.
But first up, February this year has also seen the release of a brand new album from Taurus Riley, where he has teamed up with Jukebox Records producer Shane Brown, along with his own Dean Fraser-led backing band, to create Love Situation, a long player which mixes up the old with the new, as they've sampled some classic rhythms from the late 60s and early 70s and added new live instruments, while Taurus croons imperiously over the top, of course. And so the one I've picked out for you started out life as Lonely Street, a beautiful rocksteady number which was recorded at the Treasure Isle Studio back in 1968 and featured the vocal group The Conquerors. And the signature organ and guitar line has been kept for Taurus's update, where he keeps a lyrical theme as the original to chart a breakdown in a loving relationship. But before we hear the 2014 version, here's The Conquerors original.
The music so sweet for your dancing feet. Move with the beat.
Where is that place called Lonely Street? Where is that place called Lonely Street? My baby ran away because of jealousy. When she lost a little weight and that lonely street. So tell me please, where is that place called Lonely Street? Where is that place called Lonely Street? Now just because she saw me with another girl, that's why she ran away and that lonely street. Now if I could find a place called Lonely Street, if I could find a place called Lonely Street.
Seems I'm losing you. Oh yeah. Listen, if something's wrong, please tell me. Something feels so strange, baby. You don't answer your phone and you don't call me. Something feels so wrong, baby. When you're laying beside me, it feels so far. Recently, I've been thinking. If I'm not mistaken, I heard you call another man's name while sleeping. Words going around say you don't want me again. You tell your friends any day now our relationship will end. And then my watch. Sit down and I wait. They wanna see us break up, walk out, lose everything we built. And then my chat. And then my wait. They wanna see us break up, walk out, and lose on everything we built. Now 15 years can't go in vain, and this feeling's driving me insane. Giving you everything, even my last name. Wedding bells and a diamond ring. You don't say I love you anymore. Something feels so wrong, baby. And you got me feeling insecure. Love don't feel so strong lately. And words going around say you know I'm again. You tell your friends any day now our relationship will end. And then my watch, sit down and I wait. They wanna see us break up and walk out, lose everything we built. And then my chat, said them a chat. Them sit down and a wait.
Set them a
they wanna see us break up and walk out and lose everything we built.
Seem to me I'm losing.
Seems I'm losing you.
Seem to me I'm losing.
A wonderful update of a rocksteady classic. As first up, you heard The Conquerors with Lonely Street, which was produced by Duke Reed at the Treasure Isle studio, and which saw release on 7-inch on his Treasure Isle label in both Jamaica and the UK back in 1968, and has since appeared on the compilation CD Baba Boom Time on the Sequel label. And after that, you heard Taurus Riley with Demo Watch, which was produced by Shane Brown and features on Taurus's brand new album, which is called Love Situation, and is available now for download from all the usual places. So, why not?
Check it out, 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 check it out.
But now we're going to take a trip way back down memory lane and to the Jamaican independence celebrations of the summer of 1962, and for which I recorded a theme special on the 50th anniversary a couple of years ago. But there was one record which I wanted to play in that show, but just couldn't find available anywhere. But never one to give up, I have now finally got a copy in my collection, thanks to a brand new 3-CD compilation called Downbeat Shuffle, The Birth of a Legend, which charts the very early years of Sir Coxon Dodds Productions, before he had opened Studio One, and when he was still hiring time in the Federal Studio, and using backing musicians like Clujay and the Blues Blasters. And the specific tune in question is by the Rhythm Aces, who are none other than B.B. Seaton and Delano Stewart, who of course went on to become better known as the Gay Lads when Morris Roberts joined them a couple of years later. But back in the summer of 62, they recorded a short and very sweet celebration for Sir Coxon called Joy Bells for Independence.
Musical, 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 this make you jump and twist.
Joy bells are ringing, all Jamaicans are singing. What independence bringing? Independence, let us go. Joy bells are ringing, that Sir Alec is fighting.
Was the Rhythm Aces with Joy Bells for Independence, which was produced by Sir Coxon Dodd and released at the time on his World Disc label in Jamaica. And as far as I'm aware, that one has never been reissued until now, as it has just appeared on a triple CD compilation, Downbeat Shuffle, The Birth of a Legend, on the Sunrise label, which collects together 84 Sir Coxon Dodd produced tracks from the very early 1960s, including a significant number which are appearing on CD for the very first time. And so I think I'll play another one of those for you later on in the show.
Keep listening, keep dancing, keep rocking, keep skanking, keep drinking, keep smoking, keep joking, while the musical display there.
But before then, we must pay tribute to the late William Clark, who is better known to reggae fans around the world as Bunny Ruggs.
Bunny Ruggs. Bunny Ruggs. Bunny Ruggs.
The charismatic lead singer of Third World, who passed away on the 2nd of February this year, just 4 days short of his 66th birthday. And like many Jamaican children, it seems, he gained the nickname Bunny as a youth, and it stuck. And he then went on to spend much of his early 20s splitting his time between Kingston and New York, where he performed in a multitude of bands and perfected his live performances. And it was on one return trip to Jamaica, where he ended up at Lee Perry's Black Ark studio in late 1974, and the producer was impressed enough by the singer to take him in and give him a chance. And over the next year, Bunny recorded an album's worth of cover versions, including of Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline and the Bee Gees' To Love Somebody, which resulted in his debut album. And while there, Scratch also paired him up with Ricky Grant, and they recorded a trio of singles under the name Bunny and Ricky, such as Freedom Fighter, which was over the Beatdown Babylon rhythm, and this one I've got for you now, which bemoans the lack of quality herb in Kingston, as this is called Bushweed Corn Trash. Bunny and Ricky recording at Lee Perry's Black Ark Studio in 1975 with Bushweed Corn Trash, which originally came out on the Orchid label in Jamaica and the Attack label in the UK, and can now be found on compilations like Alive Injection on the Trojan label.
True love, true universe, I know.
But following these recordings for Lee Perry, Bunny then returned to New York in 1976. and it was there that his life changed forever when he went to watch his old friends Third World promoting their self-titled debut album on an American tour. And knowing most of the members of the group from earlier days, Bunny was asked to join and returned with them to Jamaica to record the follow-up, which turned out to be a defining moment in the group's history, as the title track, 1865, aka 96 Degrees in the Shade, has become not only a reggae classic, but also a history lesson in itself, as it describes the Morant Bay Rebellion of 1865, when in the parish of St. Thomas, a local Baptist deacon, Paul Bogle, led a march to the Morant Bay courthouse to protest against the ongoing injustice and poverty the local population were experiencing. But on arrival, the protesters were fired upon by the police, so Bogle led the marchers into the courthouse, where they burned it down and took control of the whole town. In response, the government declared martial law and sent in the army, who massacred all before them, as more than 400 people were killed and another 350 arrested and then executed, including Paul Bogle. And this shocking abuse of power has been documented many times over the years, with one of the most memorable being Third World's
1865. Real hot,
oh yes,
in the shade.
This one is an all-conscious youth and youth. Hear this now, hear this now, hear this now.
Said it was 96 degrees in the shade.
was Third World with 1865, the title track of their self-produced second album, 96 Degrees in the Shade, which was released on the Island label in 1977 and was the first appearance of Bunny Ruggs in the group, for whom he continued to sing lead for throughout the rest of his career, which over the decades, up until last year when he fell ill, includes over 20 albums, numerous Grammy nominations and much international success, thanks to their fusion of reggae rhythms with soul, R&B and pop. But in between all of this, he also fitted in time for some solo records and duets in Jamaica, and one of which I'll be playing at the end of the show.
Ice Irie.
But now, as mentioned earlier, reggae music also lost another legendary figure this month, of Wayne Smith, who was only 48 when he fell ill and suffered a heart attack in hospital. And growing up in Waterhouse in West Kingston, Wayne had begun his singing career as a young teenager at the end of the 1970s, and with local producer Prince Jammy being a family friend, it was only a matter of time before he came to the attention of the King-in-Waiting. And in 1982, he recorded his debut album for Jammies, and appropriately titled Youth Man Skankin', it featured Wayne's teenage voice over some tough Channel 1 recorded rhythms, which you can now hear again as this album was reissued on vinyl just last year via the Bi Reggae label. But probably his most popular tune from this period didn't appear on the album, but instead saw a 12-inch release in the UK, and was in fact a cover version of the Barbra Streisand number one hit Woman in Love. But under the auspices of Prince Jammy, it couldn't have sounded more different, as this is Wayne Smith with Life is a Moment in Space. Streisand hit turned into a reggae classic there, as that was Wayne Smith with Life is a Moment in Space, which was produced by Prince Jammy and released on 12-inch on the Black Joy label in the UK in 1982, and can now be found on the Pressure Sounds compilation, The Crowning of Prince Jammy. Meanwhile, following these initial recordings, Wayne stayed within both the Channel 1 and Prince Jammy setups until his international breakthrough with Slangtang in 1985, after which he up sticks and moved to America, where he set up his own record label and began producing records for others, including the likes of Ninja Man and Shabba Ranks. But he was never quite able to replicate the impact or moment in time that Slangtang had. But when you've recorded a tune as revolutionary as that one, then you don't need to repeat yourself, and history will always recall that Wayne Smith recorded a track that revolutionized reggae music.
Right now, we've been wonderful, surrounded by all these bubbles of talent.
But now, we're going to take a journey upstream for a version excursion with a difference, as there have been countless Jamaican songs over the decades about the Jordan River, which runs from Lake Hula to the Sea of Galilee and then onto the Dead Sea, and these days runs along the borders of Syria, Jordan, Israel and the West Bank. But its legend in song is based on its prominence in both the Old and New Testaments, such as being the place where Jesus was baptized, and also even earlier being the setting where Joshua led the Israelites into the Promised Land, which to this day continues to symbolise a journey out of slavery and into freedom, such as in the early decades of the 1800s in America, where a spiritual song called Roll, Jordan, Roll was sung by slaves. And this was first published in the 1872 book Jubilee Songs, where the chorus is transcribed as Roll, Jordan, Roll, Roll, Jordan, Roll, I want to go to heaven when I die to hear Jordan roll. And it's this couplet that Laurel Aiken used at the beginning of his 1958 recording for Dada Tiwari, called Nightfall in Zion, and which became the blueprint for the dozens of River Jordan bass tunes that were to follow, and of which I've picked out five more of my personal favourites to create a House of Reggae's River Jordan reggae mix. And so, first up, this is Laurel Aiken.
Jad and roll, me say roll, Jad and roll. We want to go to heaven when we die, so to heaven, Jad and roll. Make the plan, the bowl
version and this is a rhythm I go on a
street. Let's turn to the vibes in our soul.
Right now me I go turn on higher. Higher, mama.
I saw Selassie, I stretch forth his hand to take I cross Jordan River. I saw Selassie, I stretch forth his hand to take I cross Jordan River. I saw Selassie, I stretch forth his hand to take I cross Jordan River. On our way to Zion, Zion, oh Rastafari, Zion, oh Rastafari, Zion, oh Rastafari, Zion, oh Lord. The man that heard the word of Jah and hardened his heart shall be burned in fire. The man that heard the word of Jah and hardened his heart shall be burned in fire. The man that heard the word of Jah and accept it shall be his heart desire. On our merry way to Zion, Zion, oh Rastafari, Zion, oh Rastafari, Zion, oh Rastafari, Zion, oh Lord.
Bring down the theater. Can you see the musical ambassadors getting at and at and at and at and at?
River Georgia, gonna roll, 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 roll. Yeah. Jordan River, roll, River Georgia. All in a song, all in a song. We got to go back home, back to Africa. It's just all in a song, all in a song. Mount Zion, where we want to go. It's just all in a song, all in a song. So long we've been down in slavery, where? And now we just got to be free. Yes, we want to be free, where? Jordan River, roll, River Jordan. All in a song, all in a song. We got to go back home, back to Africa. It's just all in a song, all in a song. So long we've been bound in shackles and chains, wow. And now we just want to go home. We got to go home. We want to go home. Jordan River, gonna roll. Jordan River, let it roll.
Son of the from Bozra, with his garments steeped in blood. All I know.
my black brothers and sisters, waiting up on high and high. Come from home, all us in a be side by side, sing up this song at River Jordan side. Jordan River, go, 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 Jordan River, go, 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 roll, go, roll, go, 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 go,
go, there you go. That was six of the best of the countless Jamaican tunes that have been recorded over the years that reference the River Jordan. As first up, you heard probably the earliest, which was Laurel Akin with Nightfall in Zion, which was produced by Dada Tiwari and initially released on a 10-inch 78 RPM disc on his Caribou label back in 1958, and can now be found on a double CD compilation, Soundman Shots, The Caribou and Downbeat 78 Story. And then following that, you heard B.B. Seaton and Delano Stewart in an up-tempo ska rendition called River Jordan, which they recorded at Studio One, and which can now be found on the CD The Gay Lads Ska Days. And then we moved into the rocksteady years with the bass's River Jordan, which was also recorded at Studio One and has since been compiled by the Heartbeat label for their Mojo Rocksteady CD. And then it was time to get deep down and rootsy with three 1970s recordings, starting off with Max Romeo and Glenn Adams with Jordan River, which was an Alvin G.G. Wranglin production from 1971, and which can now be found on the Trojan Producer Series box set. And that was followed by the granulated tones of Sugar Minot with River Jordan, which appeared on his self-produced Black Roots album in 1979. And then we ended up with the unmistakable Burning Spear, of course, singing Jordan River from his seminal Marcus Garvey album.
This station rules the nation with version.
But now, next up, we're coming bang up to date again with a brand new release from the Italian record label Bizzarri Records, who have been producing some solid roots rhythms in recent years, and their latest is an update of the classic Swing Easy rhythm, which they've retitled as Swing Heavy, and which features a multitude of international reggae stars, such as on the lead single, which came out last year, and features a combination between Kabaka Pyramid and the Californian-based Jar Sun, and it's called Foundation.
Bingy man a yard foundation. Natty holla a your meditation. And give the ghetto youth a education.
Right away.
Rasta man a foundation. Bingy man a yard foundation. Flyer man a higher elevation. And this the world about repatriation.
Kabaka pyramid.
No, no, no. Rasta man me a child from birth. Me send a little self that a me topic of search. Meditation. Inna that me submerge. Up in the deals, them in the tropics of earth. Let them still can't equate us. So them incarcerate us. Them army nature. So them my face is oscillator. But the sun is rising and the real originator. If you don't know, you are gonna read it in the papers.
Rasta man a foundation.
Bingy man a yard from creation.
Natty holla a your meditation. And give the ghetto youth a education.
Rasta man a foundation. Bingy man a yard from creation.
Flying on a higher elevation. And this the world about repatriation.
Just wanna blaze on.
The sun and the pyramid, long time connection. Divine, ancient, ancestral foundation. From the days of Karnak, Aksum and Giza. Before Shakespeare, Mozart and the Mona Lisa. Africa, the good place of mathematics.
Africa,
philosophy and economics.
Africa,
astronomy and physics. Don't ever doubt it, can't forget about it.
Foundation, bingy man a yard from creation.
Not the whole of higher meditation. And give the ghetto youth a education.
Right away.
Rasta man a foundation.
Bingy man a yard from creation.
Flying on a higher elevation. And this the world about repatriation.
Come on, come on, tell them, hey.
Them still yet to overstand the African culture. Why we symbolize the animals, the ox and vultures. We studying the principles, forms and functions. Like the alchemical mercury, the salt and sulfur.
Rasta man chant is a frequency. The branches and the leaves, you know the root of its tree.
Only the truth can set a man free. So realize the power of the Trinity.
Rasta man a foundation. Bingy man a yard from creation.
Natty holla a higher meditation. And you give it to you to education.
Rasta man a foundation. Bingy man a yard from creation.
Flying on a higher elevation. And teach the world about repatriation.
A great bouncing update of the classic Swing Easy rhythm, as that was Jah Sun and Kabaka Pyramid in combination with Foundation, which was produced by Bizarre Records and was initially released as a download last year, along with a video, and which has now been joined by a handful of other cuts on the same rhythm by the likes of Turbulence, Luton Fire, Scaramucci and Teacher D, and is available now for download from all the usual places. So, why not?
Check it out, 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 check it out.
But now, before it gets too late, I want to play another R&B flavour track from the new compilation CD, Downbeat Shuffle, The Birth of a Legend. And another tune, which only saw a Jamaican release at the time, back in 1961, and was credited to Busty and Cool, which is a pseudonym which has caused some confusion over the years as to the actual identity of these vocalists, who were credited on four singles that were produced by Sir Cox and Dodd, and either another name for Scully Sims and Bunny Robinson, or for the similarly named Bunny and Skitter, who were credited as George Dudley and Vernon Allen. But whichever pairing sang this Jamaican-themed duet, it is a bit of a beauty, as we're going to take a trip with them now, from Kingston to Mo Bay.
Yeah.
was Busty and Cool with Kingston to Mo Bay, which was produced by Sir Cox and Dodd and originally released on 7-inch on his World Disc label in Jamaica back in 1961. And as far as I'm aware, has never been officially re-released until in recent months when it has turned up on both a Studio One reissued 7-inch single and also the aforementioned Dan Beat Shuffle triple CD on the Sunrise label.
This station rock the nation with sound vibration.
But now I've just got time to wrap up our tributes to Bunny Ruggs here today, because as well as enjoying international success with Third World, he also had a bit of a renaissance in his native Jamaica back in the late 80s and early 90s with a series of singles and combination tunes, such as with the likes of Gregory Isaacs on Here Comes Rudy and with Marcia Griffiths on an update of Really Together. But the one I've picked out for you is a double appearance he made on the 1991 album One Man, One Vote, which was produced by Mikey Bennett and Patrick Lindsay in celebration of Nelson Mandela's release from prison the previous year, and also to demand justice and majority rule in South Africa. And so first up, we're going to hear Bunny as a solo artist, and then follow it up with a great combination he performed alongside Dennis Brown and Cockatoo, as this is Bunny's demand for One Man, One Vote.
One man, one vote. Hey, hey. This is serious, it ain't no joke. One man, one vote. Hey, we got to get apartheid out, yeah. Don't expect us to be grateful, 'cause you're giving back to us what is rightfully ours. Don't expect us to be thankful, 'cause God gave the land to us as he gave the earth the flowers. One man, one vote. Hey, hey. This is serious, it ain't no joke. One man, one vote. Hey, we got to get our apartheid out, yeah. We aren't fighting for no privilege. It's all right, hey, our birthright. We have the motive and the courage to stand up, hey, stand up and fight. On this issue, there's no compromise. Sooner or later, you will realize, hey, you're only living on borrowed time. Hey, 'cause hey, me hey. And you aren't the same. 9 to 1, oh Lord, 9 million strong, yeah, yeah. One man, one vote. Hey, hey. This is serious, it ain't no joke. One man, one vote. Hey, we got to get apartheid out.
Warning, warning. We give you another warning, warning, warning. Said we're giving out a warning.
Our leaders of South Africa, you better take heed, take heed.
The wages of sin is dead, damn pressure start to fade now. There will never be any peace until the black majority rules in South Africa. The captives all free. For what is to be, really gotta be.
So warning, warning, yeah.
We're giving out a warning, warning, warning. Said we're giving out a warning.
The talks and the sanctions have failed.
Oh yes.
And justice has not yet prevailed.
You know, why can't they understand that Africa is for the black man, eh? Warning, warning. Say me giving out a warning.
Warning,
serious warning.
Yes, we're giving out a warning.
But there will never be any peace until the black majority rules in South Africa.
There never gonna be any peace until the black majority rules in South Africa.
We're singing for Nelson Mandela.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you gotta run for cover. giving you my warning.
Winnie too, not forgetting Steve Biko, yeah.
And Reverend Tutu Tutu.
Great political reggae there. As first up, you heard Bunny Ruggs with One Man, One Vote. And then following that was Bunny Ruggs again, this time alongside Dennis Brown and Cockatee with Warning. And both of those were produced by the Two Friends team of Mikey Bennett and Patrick Lindsay and released on the One Man, One Vote album on the Greensleeves label back in 1991. And as mentioned earlier, Bunny Ruggs continued recording and performing both as a solo artist and with Third World until he fell ill last year and very sadly passed away on the 2nd of February as Jamaica lost one of its most successful artists. But that is all I've got time to squeeze in for another show, and so it just leaves me to thank you all for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed the music. And if you did, then you can check out some of the old shows at the homepage at houseofreggae.podomatic.com, or you can come and join me every Friday for the live show from 8 p.m. UK time on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for some more fine Jamaican music. Here in Ian's House of Reggae.
House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae.